Hello, can I speak with Damon?
This is him.
Damon, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Just so you know, here at Milestone, we finance businesses. We want to provide you with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business. Do you have any loans or any cash advances?
Yeah, I do.
Who do you have them with, Damon?
I'm not sure.
And how much are they?
I don't remember. It's been a while, so I'm not sure.
Well, the reason why I was asking this is because what we try to do when you have something like that is basically give you enough capital so that you can pay off those loans, get a better credit score, you know, it looks better in your record, and you stayed at a lower rate, so, you know, it's a win-win for you, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But if you don't recall the name of the business, that's fine. What I'd like to know is here at your family logistics, Williams Family Logistics, this I suppose is like a trucking company, right?
Yes.
Okay, how long have you been in business?
Over 5 years.
Okay. And you're the sole proprietor, right? You don't have any partners?
No, no partners.
Okay. And your monthly income?
Say that again.
How much is your monthly income?
We had shut down for a little while. It's just starting back up. Right now it's about 25,
30K. Okay. But you said that you've been back after the shutdown, the temporary shutdown that you have. You've been back at it for at least 4 months, right?
No, I haven't.
How long have you been out?
For about a month and a half, about 6 weeks.
How long were you shut down?
For about six, seven months.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because they're going to ask me for that income. Damon, I don't want to, let me ask you this. How much will you be looking to get if I can get you something right now?
Say that again.
How much, if I can get you the best rate, if I can get you finance, you know, because of that gap of months, you do have the bank statement prior to that from the previous months, from the months before you did the temporary shutdown, right?
Yeah, but that was more than 3 months ago.
Right. No, I understand. That's why, right? I know for a fact that my underwriters, what they always ask me for is for your last monthly payment, monthly statements. You have one monthly statement, and I can tell them, look, he temporarily shut it down for like, you know, 7 months. Before that, you did have a monthly income that it will be stated on your bank statements. So I will ask them, you know, how much we can get, how much are you looking to get, you know, to borrow?
Probably about 16K.
Did you say 16?
Yes.
Okay. My advice to you, maybe we should aim for like 20K, because if I can get you that, might as well get the 20K. It will be better for you. It will give you a better cushion. But I will shoot for whatever you want me to do. I will definitely aim for the 20K. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep this your number right now. I'm going to ask them real quick because you certainly qualify when it comes to the actual what you make on a monthly basis. I just got to talk to them and convince them that that I should be able to. You only can prove 1 month because you shut it down. And if they tell me, look, give me that, and then the previous months working 7 months ago, if he tells me that we can do it, then I'm going to call you and tell you because we're going to go through the application together, okay? As of right now, I don't want to tell you I don't want to send you the application and go through, or I don't want to fill up the application for you if I'm only going to waste your time. By the way, we do not check for credit scores, or we don't run your credit. We go by the bank statements. But I'm going to ask them your situation. Can you tell me the reason? Because they might ask me, you shut it down because of what? Repairs on the truck, or why was it shut down?
That's what it was. The trucks needed. Both my trucks went down, and then I lost a couple drivers, so I had to wait on drivers and trucks.
Got it. And this loans that you have, these two loans that you have, you don't recall, is it one loan or two loans?
It's one MCA loan and then a personal loan.
One MCA loan and the other one is a personal loan. Okay, which are banks?
Yes.
And you are up to date to that with that?
Say that again.
And you are up to date with that. You're not late on those loans.
Oh no.
Okay, you're good. Okay, beautiful. So let me try to. I'm gonna make that call. I'm gonna get in touch right now with my underwriters, and based on what they tell me, I'm gonna call you. That way we can put the application through. Is this $20,000 enough to cover or to get you going so that you can have some working capital? I help you out through the season, you know,
It'll be close. If you can do 25 would be a big cushion to where I can cover insurance and truck payments and won't have to worry about anything. And I will still be able to, that will boost it because then I will be able to get a different type of trailer. I'd be able to get a reefer trailer and haul better freight and get a lower, get more income. So if you can do 25 would be better.
All right. I'm going to shoot for the 25. Let me get in touch with my underwriters right now. I'll have your number. Wait, let me see. I got the best number for you. Let's see. Your best number I have is 336-482-5767.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, very good. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to get in touch with the underwriters, and I'll call you right back. I hope that we can do this for you, okay? God bless. Take care. I'll call you in a few.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Damon.
Okay.